here with Dr. Stefan Oberle at the Children's Hospital in the University of Heidelberg in Germany. Now, Stefan, you've been involved in the Longitudinal Virtual Patients Project, which is looking at integrating virtual patients into the preclinical curriculum for medical students. Can you tell me how this project came about?
So first of all, virtual patients are used in the clinical part of medical education, and students like to have more virtual patients all over the medical education. So for that request, we went to develop virtual patients for the preclinical part of medical education. And first of all, we took virtual patients, which were used in the clinical part, and repurposed them for the use in the preclinical part, especially anatomy, physiology, and biochemistry. And on that way, it's a big challenge to design the right learning objectives and to have intensive talks between the preclinical teachers and the clinical teachers, and to set up the right virtual patient for the right preclinical content and so on, and then putting all together into the clinical context.
Would it be right to assume that a preclinical student wouldn't really have the knowledge to work with their clinical information? So you would need to, in terms of repurposing, reduce the level of information on the clinical aspects and really focus on the preclinical.
That is right. This was the biggest problem we had, to simplify the clinical content to suit a clinical case, but to make it that easy that the preclinical student can also understand the basic laboratory values, or how to examine and how to ask the right questions.
You would assume that there will be some quite intensive assessments and evaluation throughout this process, working closely with the students and with the tutors to try and get this repurposing right.
Right. So the first step was to have a virtual patient on a voluntary basis as an add-on to a seminar or a lecture. And afterwards, the students were asked to give feedback, and we had an online evaluation tool. And so we got feedback, what is too difficult, what is too easy, or how is the setup, and so on. And then the next step is to integrate virtual patients into the preclinical part of medical education for each seminar, for each lecture, fixed in the schedule of the medical education.
So have the results of this pilot study been published?
Yes, they have been published. The first pilot study is published already. And there we just talked about how to repurpose a virtual patient for the preclinical part, and what are the challenges, what are the difficulties. And also we have purposed the first results. How was the feedback of the students? Do they appreciate it? What could be done in the future? What can be set up in a more appropriate way?
The very fact that the students requested these virtual patients in the first place, and then you're involving them very much in the development of these virtual patients, means that there really is a value to having these in the curricula.
That is correct. So the students really appreciate to have virtual patients next to bedside teaching and other things. And also we were quite surprised, but it was really like that even in the preclinical part, the students do appreciate to have virtual patients in aspects like, why do we need to know all those biochemistry aspects and anatomies in so much detail? What is our future goal to become a physician and to know all these things? And for that, we have a virtual patient as a shell for all the information they need to know. And the first results are really like that the students really do appreciate it. And we have students helping us developing the virtual patients, and they are a big, big part of it with collecting all the basic information, talking with the preclinical teachers, for example, and setting up the virtual patient in our system.
What are the plans for the future? How would you move this project forward?
So the goal is to have in each clinical and preclinical subject, for each seminar or for each topic in a seminar, one virtual patient. That would be a really big goal. So we are quite at the very beginning, but we are starting to develop for each type of seminar one virtual patient.
Well, thank you for taking the time to speak to us.
Thank you very much.